got it, dude.
You're never gonna want it, don't you?
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
I don't know what you see. It was bad.
What I see is me.
Absolutely.
You wanna have your cake and eat it too.
Hello and welcome to They Thought It Was You, the podcast where we recontextualize Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's careers through a modern-day set. I almost said modern-day sexual lens.
Why?
I don't know. I think because of what we're talking about today.
That's actually so interesting. <Weird. laughs>
They're a modern-day sexual lens.
Yeah, oh God, they did enough of that in 2003.
I know. Do you want to try again?
That's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute. Let's keep it. If you don't know our actual catchphrase, go back and watch another episode.
Great. Here we are. I'm Lanny Harms. I write and I act.
I'm Becca Roth. I write and I direct and a lot of other stuff.
I do a lot of other stuff too.
We both do improv.
Yeah. And live our life. I like to shop.
Lanny loves to go on little weekend trips in the car, which we were just talking about, and it's very inspiring.
Yeah, we're going to Joshua Tree in a couple weeks.
I love that.
Camping, using our tent for the first time. Ugh,
you and Nick just go do stuff. You just live life to the fullest.
Well, you got to.
You do. Well,
you got to. You live. You
I do.
Live. You
do
live
you
great.
Know what, where I just came from?
Yeah. Oh, and
I'm wearing the shirt to prove it.
I think your shirt is just dying for you to tell us a story.
Okay, great. So...
For all those Patreoners who can't see, what are you wearing?
For all those non-Patreoners who can't see. Okay, so I'm wearing a shirt that says St. Albans, Vermont Totality 4-8-2024. Does anyone know what that means?
I'll bet you Lanny. People know Totality 4-8-28.
Okay, 24, so as many 22. Of you know, there was a full solar eclipse a week ago.
Right.
4-8. And I have seen partial eclipses before.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
Last week.
Right. Probably a lot of you did.
Yeah.
And so my girlfriend's hometown was on the path of totality.
That sounds so intense.
It feels I was kind of texting you about it a little bit.
Yeah,
it feels like made up. it feels like my life is a Truman Show. Because there was a very specific narrow path, and it was the best place on earth with the longest amount of totality was her specific small town.
That's crazy.
No.
Wait, with the longest amount of...
Yeah, it was over 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that part of it.
Yeah, it was a really... Time Magazine was where to watch totality? Well, if everyone could get to Taylor Park in St. Albans, Vermont, it's literally where she lives. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's really,
says St. Albans on your shirt.
It sure does. I mean, this
was
from...
That's her town?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, this was by the... town chamber of commerce or whatever,
right.
made these.
They better be making money off of their shirts.
It was just so cute because the whole town was the eclipse is coming to town. And they were all selling shirts and selling baked goods and people were offering parking in their house.
Oh,
in the
you know what?
And, little,
that, this is making me think of
what?
Is I wish there was a Gilmore Girls episode where
yes,
Stars Hollow was on that.
No, exactly. Exactly. It felt so Gilmore Girls. It felt so quirky small town. It was really cute.
Yeah.
But okay. But I don't know if you guys have ever actually experienced totality. I'm such an eclipse head now. I didn't, to be honest, I really didn't care that much before. She was excited and I was okay, sure, we'll go. We planned it so long ago.
Yeah.
But I didn't really understand what I was going to experience because I've seen eclipses, I've seen partial eclipses and I'm okay, it's the same except a little more.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's literally God shuts off the lights and then shuts them back on. It's not a dimmer.
Yeah.
Cause when it's covering it partially, it gets a little darker, 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 darker.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it just all of a sudden, and then everyone gasps, and it's you're in the upside down, and there's all these weird mosquitoes out.
What,
and
mosquitoes
it's
come out?
Well, all these
of a
weird things, because all the animals are what? It's nighttime, so we're covered in mosquitoes. Because you know how mosquitoes come out at dusk? It was mosquitoes and weird birds, and but it was also eerily silent, and we were just sort of swimming in this dark earth atmosphere of it felt like the upside down kind of, but not scary.
Okay.
But definitely magic.
Yeah.
And then 3 minutes go by and then it turns back on. Everyone gasps again. Like, I can't even explain it, but it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, that was worth it. Like, Earth is, we live in outer space and like crazy stuff happens here. It's just, I don't know how to, it was just very, it was really cool.
That's beautiful. It kind of made you feel like, it was like a humble moment of, I am a mere peg in this universe.
Yes.
That is grander than we can ever fathom.
Absolutely. It was, yeah, it was very humbling and like, just, you know, we've been on Earth for like 30 plus years.
You think you fell out of a coconut tree?
What?
You are, have you not heard this?
No. What is that?
This is a Kamala Harris little soundbite that's going viral on TikTok.
I haven't seen that.
It's very funny. She's like, you thought you fell out of a coconut tree? You are... Oh no, I'm gonna botch it. You are a part of everything. Oh fuck, now I know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Is that like from the last couple days?
It's been like all weekend.
Oh,
week maybe.
I was like working and then I went to see my grandma.
Oh my
and
god.
I was driving a lot. I was filming.
Hold on one second. I know that Amy Poehler did a voiceover of it.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you. You think you just
oh my god. What was the context of that?
I have no idea. I actually don't know the context of it. But people are having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. I'm such a boomer.
This is exactly what you're talking
about.
That's
exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, I did think I fell out of a coconut tree, but no longer.
You exist within the context of everything that you are and came
before you. Yeah, it's true. But it's like I did think I fell out of a coconut tree for 36 years. Mm-hmm. And then it's like I experienced this and I was just like, oh, wow. Like Earth as I know it is not what I thought. Like this was an experience on planet Earth that I never thought was possible.
Wow.
And I didn't even consider it. It was just so cool. And like,
Okay.
I'm an eclipse head through and through now.
You know, there actually is another total eclipse happening in Europe in 2 years.
Do you want to go?
I'm considering it.
Where is it in Europe?
It's going through, I think, Iceland and Spain.
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
I would go.
I'm pretty serious about going.
I'm also serious too.
Here's another weird thing. So, because Nick's mom... her dad was born in Asturias, Spain.
Okay.
And she's been wanting to go on like this family trip to mm-hmm. Spain for years. Like she wants to go see the house that her dad was born in.
Oh, cool.
And so she's been like saying, let's go. And she always wants to go like for her birthday around July, yeah. End of July, early August. And what do you know? The total eclipse is happening. It's going right through Asturias.
My God.
In like August.
Okay, so what is happening? This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like this to me is like, and I can't even talk to you guys about it because if you're in on it, like, it's like, is it like, what is this, the Truman Show for me? Is it the Truman Show for all of us? Is it the Truman Show Nick's mom?
Yeah. So it feels like the Truman Show for you because you got to experience this because of a very specific situation you're in.
Right.
With your girlfriend having this hometown.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't have that, so I have to believe we're right now in your movie.
Well, right. But you might know that and you're not telling me.
What? Oh my god, that's crazy. I actually want to talk about American Eagle some more.
No.
Isn't it amazing how we got all of these clothes?
And now you're doing this because I have the context for the Truman Show, so it's a way for you to tell me that it's not real, but I still don't believe it. I still don't believe you. That's the thing, is like you can never actually...
I know.
It's a bad place to be in mentally. But anyhow.
You know what's so interesting? That you were in a place of totality when people were like counting down for it to like turn to black.
That's a great segue.
So we were counting down for it to turn to black, whereas 20 years ago, people were counting down something a little bit more disturbing. 20 years ago. This is actually like horrible. This is what we're talking about today. So as many of you probably witnessed, sorry, I don't know what this is. This isn't a bang. This is a curl. This is a hair. This is so long. Okay.
Yeah, I should go on the other side.
Okay.
As many, sometimes I just have one, but it's like, because it's curls, it still is like, yeah, that's bangs.
Because they're curtain bangs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You have, they have varying lengths. I kind of have that going on too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still not taking my Adderall. Okay. So, so Lanny, what are we talking about today?
Well, as you can probably see from the title of this episode, we are talking about the countdown to Mary-Kate and Ashley turning 18, which was, well, I don't know if you call it a phenomenon, but a lot of people were talking about it in 2004. And apparently people were talking about it a lot before that, too. Like, in the research that we were doing, like, they were saying that a lot of people referenced that these sites, these countdown sites, were created when the girls were like 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Which I had no idea. I don't think I heard about them until.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember like if I knew about them earlier. Cause when I think about it, it's like, oh, the countdown to when they turned 18. So I assumed it was like near when they were turning 18.
Same.
But maybe back then, like, you know, I was aware of it earlier, but I don't remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I don't know. No, it's just really weird. I don't know if I sent you this article. But there was a weird article. I think it was like on a site that was like a blog.
Yeah.
But a person was talking about how they were really freaked out when they saw Mary-Kate and Ashley in 2004 because they hadn't seen them since Full House.
Yeah.
And they knew them as the Full House kids who like kind of look like monkeys, that everyone says that they look like monkeys. And then they turned into these like gorgeous women.
Yeah.
And it felt like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something.
Uh-huh.
And then she goes on to say that she's very creeped out by the twins because of this.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, like, who is this? Just a random person online?
This is why I didn't send you the article. Because I was like, this is weird. Now I kind of wish I had, because it's really funny. It's really weird.
Was it an actual article? It was like a comment on something. It was like someone wrote an article and published it.
Someone like wrote like a blog post.
A blog post.
It was a blog post about like the countdown to turning 18.
Right.
And then she had said that she was referencing how people made these sites when she was like 13 and 14, and since she missed that whole
era,
she didn't realize that people were like catching on like years earlier, that the girls were actually turning into beautiful women.
But that's so insane that like she's just like, oh, I'm creeped out by them, I don't trust them. Like, there's something they're hiding because they're so hot now, and like they made me think that they were little monkeys. Like, what are you talking about?
She's blaming them.
It's
like she's creeped out that like kids who were like babies who weren't hot would grow up to be hot.
Well, okay, that is actually part of this whole thing, because it's like, oh my god, okay, we honestly have so much to unpack.
Oh wow, I'm rubbing
so
up on
much
you.
To unpack here.
You're rubbing
well, you
up
know,
on
Jazzercise
you.
Is coming to my hometown.
Is that your hometown?
Yeah,
that
I was there a couple of days ago, and there's a Jazzercise sign outside.
For anyone who doesn't know, my mom is really, really into Jazzercise.
Her mom loves Jazzercise.
She's been doing Jazzercise for about the last 40 years, honestly.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And so every single day now she goes all the time. That's her best friends, and she wants Jazzercise. Everyone to know Jazzercise never went anywhere.
I think that's beautiful.
Yep.
But it's crazy. First of all, that's a great accent. I've never heard you do an accent well. I guess that's your real accent.
It's not my that's real how accent. That's like, it is my native accent. Yeah. Yes.
But it's crazy because like the part of my town where this was, like my town has a lot of like boutique yoga studios and like whatever, very trendy fitness things. And it was this like beautiful trendy sign that was like Jazzercise, and I was like, what?
Ooh.
What? It's like coming back in like a hip way, and I'm a little bit concerned.
Oh no, my mom would be thrilled.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay, I was worried that she'd be like, oh no, it's not, you know, this studio was built in 1986 and it hasn't been updated since.
Oh no, she's like, we gotta get some young people in here to keep this train going.
Okay, good. Yeah. Maybe we'll go do Jazzercise.
Oh, I do it every time I go home.
You do?
I do. I do. I know all those gals.
Oh, I should go.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'll go visit your mom.
Yeah, go visit.
I'll go. Anyway, okay, so
let's just like dive in. So there's going to be some links linked below. Let's just like dive into the, I did my best to research this because going into this episode, we were like, we have to cover this. We have to talk about this. This was an important cultural moment. Big thing a lot of people even talk about to this day. I think people talk, like, we get so many comments on our videos and on social media and everything being like, oh my gosh, I remember when they were turning 18 and there was countdowns.
Right.
Like people finding our pages. Right. And they just say that. That's what they remember.
Well, I think it's just such a memorable and disturbing and very prevalent at the time phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I also think that a lot of their fans are basically their age. So it's like, as they were like coming of age in a certain way, it's like everyone was sort of forced to like look at themselves in that context a little bit.
Right.
It makes it
that much more clear that that's how the world is perceiving you.
Yes.
It's just like a very uncomfortable reality.
Yes. Check. It's really, I think that just like struck a nerve with a lot of like teenage girls at that time. Cause it's like, yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's something. So here, I think where I would like to start is just looking at, we found one website that's still active.
Yes.
That is an old countdown website.
It's not even the Wayback Machine. It's literally just still up.
It's just still up. And it's so weird. So yeah, that's what I was just like trying to say is that like, I wasn't sure how we were going to cover this because I just know we have to. So I basically just went through the internet and just kind of, I Googled Mary Kate Ashley countdown and looked at what I could find.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of stuff. And I think a big part of this story of why this was such a big deal was the early internet of it all.
Yeah.
And this is also why Mary Kate and Ashley are such a touchstone for this, like, just women countdowns.
Yeah.
As we're going to talk about more, this is not something that only has happened to Mary Kate and Ashley.
No. Right. And it's not something that only happened on the internet.
No, exactly.
Right.
Because people were doing that to Britney Spears, I guess, too.
Well, apparently. Oh, did you end up reading the article?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because apparently Natalie Portman.
Oh, and her,
like,
too.
She said that, like, so apparently it was before the internet, it was a thing that was like local radio stations would do. Mm. Like they would have like an official like radio countdown.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
yeah,
Natalie
yeah.
Portman was like, yeah, by the time I was 13, there was a radio station that was counting down until I turned 18. Like, it is just so crazy to me that like adults on a radio station were talking about children like that.
Yeah.
And there's so much more that like we looked at that we'll talk about. But like, there's a lot of, I don't know, like SNL, like we'll get there, but it's like, we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, yeah. But I think like what you're saying is that like this wasn't like they weren't the first that this had happened to. This has been like a weird ongoing joke.
Yeah.
Among adults. And that's what's so interesting about this is that like this was funny. Like this was like an anecdote that was funny to people, but it's also just kind of masking a real darkness.
Right.
That people have of like, oh, I can't wait till these kids are 18 so I can finally talk about how hot they are.
Yeah.
It's like you just talked about how hot they are.
Right. Exactly. That's like my main question all the time because it's like, it's basically like these like disgusting middle-aged men who are like, and they're very proudly, I mean, for them in particular, for Mary-Kate and Ashley in particular, like they're very proudly like, here's the countdown, here's what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. And I always wonder, like, what are you personally counting down to? Like, they're not going to sleep with you. Are you counting down until it's okay for you to think of them this way? Because you, like, you already are.
Yeah.
Because you're doing this.
Right.
So, like, what is it that you're actually celebrating?
Well, I mean, this is something that they talk about in that article. So there's also an article linked down. I think we're just gonna like have a little bit of a sample platter.
We're gonna talk about all. So we have like some TikToks, we have some articles, we have some videos, we have the actual website, we have some old message board, like forums. Yeah. Like we have a lot of like archival stuff, and it's all going to be linked in the description. So we'll just I think it makes more sense than just like reviewing each piece like we often do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just look at it all as you want to. Also, if you don't want to look at any of it, that's completely understandable.
Yeah.
It's a little dark, but it's also like we're here to support. So we're going to keep this in a safe space.
Yes.
But like that is something that in the article, Emma Thompson, Emma
Watson.
Watson. Yeah. Thank you. I was like, oh no, we don't have the last name. It's the one from Harry Potter.
I think a lot of people do that, just for the record. They're so similar.
Emmas
they're
both, are hard.
Well, they're both British, and it's like they Watson and Thompson.
You're right.
Really similar.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
No worries.
But Emma Watson was saying, because there was also countdowns to the Harry Potter kids turning 18.
Yes.
And Emma Watson was saying that when she turned 18, she noticed that like paparazzi were getting a lot more aggressive.
Yeah.
Like she is the same person. She looks the exact same as she did like 24 hours before, but like the day after her birthday, paparazzi were hounding her and trying to actually take pictures up her skirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And because now it's legal.
Now it's legal.
It's actually legal. So there is a threshold where it is kind of a countdown for people to be legally allowed to pursue these things that they want. Like,
yeah,
it's legally allowed to
right,
abuse people.
Right, like literally like legally sexual harassment is allowed now.
Yeah,
and like you said about it, it's like, oh, it's a joke. It's like that also kind of makes it darker because it's like it is seen as a joke, and it feels like the people who are being joked about also kind of have to be in on it a little bit.
Right.
Like I was really struck by so we'll do a whole episode on them on SNL.
Yeah.
But we did watch like pieces of them at the very end of the episode. They're like thanking everyone, and Mary Kate is like, and in 4 weeks we'll be legal.
Yeah.
And it's like she's like she kind of has to be in on it,
right, playing along in some way.
Yeah, kind of in the same way that like when Oprah said the thing about their size, they kind of were like laughing, and then they're like, god, nothing fits us, whatever.
Yeah,
it's like
because you're so freaking small, right? Like, we're teeny tiny, you can barely
like,
see us.
God, we're disgusting, you can't even see us.
Yes. Basically a toy doll.
Yeah. God, I hate myself. But it's like they have to play along because it's like, what else are they supposed to do, especially back then? Like, I don't think there was really any room for like young women to speak out in a way that is like, no, this is not okay. This makes me uncomfortable. Like, it was really just not at all the culture at the time.
Especially when they're like literally on a press tour.
Right.
And it's like, what do I say to make you come to my movie?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
How do I play along with this? That it's like, okay, that I am like having fun and you're like, I like that response to
right,
this.
Right, right.
I want to come see your movie.
Yeah.
Because I'm cool with this. Or is it cooler if I'm not cool with this?
But I don't think back then, I don't think it would have been cool to not be cool with it. I think you have to be cool. You have to like, you can't be a wet blanket. Like you can't be like a downer. It's like, it's just a joke.
Yeah. But that is what's so dangerous about these radio stations, about all of the press coverage, even about the websites. It's like, they're like, I think the people who were like, funny.
Yeah.
How silly.
Yeah.
All these people, dozens of men, making websites to count down Mary Kate and Ashley turning 18. How silly.
Yeah.
It's like that you shouldn't be talking about this.
No.
Because the more we think, well, like we put a light on it, the more it's like okay.
Yeah.
To be okay with it.
Well, that's exactly it. And that's what's so disturbing about it. It's like the men aside, like the fact, first of all, the fact that the men are just like proudly like, here's how we feel, and the website is like Chris Christensen.com.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is my website for my name, and it's about how I'm a pedophile, and it's like, yeah, cool, okay. But yeah, literally the reporting on it. Like the you sent me a clip. It was from like E! Online or something.
Yeah, I actually thought that was really interesting.
Well, that is what is like like super disturbing. It literally, it was like, okay, I pulled a quote. Uh-huh. DJs Lex and Terry, a morning drive time team based out of Jacksonville, Florida, have been using the twins flowering as a running gag for 4 years and have been running an online Olsen Twins countdown clock for 3. It almost feels like it's something that Mary Kate and Ashley and also all these young women are doing even more than the men who are doing it. Like, it sort of feels like, yes, the men are creating the countdowns, but the way that it's framed at the time is sort of like, well, what do you expect us to do? They got hot. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, they noticed that they were like getting hot at like 14.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, well, yeah, but we got to do that. And then people are like, yeah, they did that. Can you believe it? I guess those girls are just so hot. Like, it's just like, there's no one that's like, yeah, those creeps were creepy to these children. It's like, yeah, it's a wild situation. They're hot. We're counting down. Like, it's, do you know what I mean?
I think so. Well, you said it's like as if Mary-Kate and Ashley did it themselves.
I mean, it's not like they did the countdown, but it's like, this is something that happens when you are like a beautiful young star who is desirable.
Right.
And you have to take the heat. Like, you have to deal with it. Cause like, boys will be boys, whatever. Like, of course we're gonna count down and do it. You're hot. So yeah. Like, you go, it's just like something that they have to deal with. Right. And it's like something that they brought upon themselves by like being attractive.
Exactly. You know? I know. It is a weird, it's a weird blame game, or at least a weird, I mean, no one's like saying like, how dare they like be beautiful, but it is like a ha ha, all the inevitable.
Right. Well, right, exactly. And it's like they're not concerned about like how it affects the, again, children that it's about. Like, yeah. It's just like, it's just a thing they have to weather, mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really weird. I was also like, just as before, while you were looking at your notes, I was like getting a closer look at what this website really looks like. And it says Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, 18 birthday countdown clock. These two hotties will be Playboy legal in blank days, hours, minutes, seconds. And then it says, check out these other links.
And it's chasebrown.com. So this is just this man's website.
Exactly. Check out the link to the official Hillary Duff countdown. Also, I think he had a lot of like pride in this being like the official one.
Right.
Or whatever. It's just like a picture of Mary-Kate and Ashley from Holiday in the Sun.
Yeah.
I think in the old internet of it all makes it feel that much creepier.
Right, because it just feels more private, kind of. Like, it feels more candid.
Exactly. It kind of feels like you're stumbling upon somebody's live journal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Same with, like, the message boards. Like, it feels a little too...
Oh, yeah. The message board is really, and this is also why I think it's just important to keep in mind how dangerous this all is. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, that was also something that I found just by Googling Mary-Kate and Ashley countdown. And it's this old 2003 forum.
And it still exists.
It still exists. I don't understand how. And it's, their comments on here are just very, it is linking to the chasebrown.com. I think that's where I found it. Just like a lot of, whoa, they're hot. Look at those little bunnies. Like, what a fantasy world.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know. Someday, I don't, it grows. Well,
it's also like the thing that really struck me was like this website and also a lot of these comments on the forum, they talk about them being Playboy legal, yeah. Which is like, and they're just like, oh God, I hope they'll do it. I hope they'll do Playboy. And it's like, is that even on the table? Like, why would they do Playboy? Is that something that happens? Is that something that a lot of women do when they turn 18? They like pose for Playboy back then? Or
I wonder, I don't know how Playboy works or worked.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine whoever recruits for Playboy would probably try to ask somebody if they'd be interested.
Yeah. Do you think they
are? Well, because that was, well, they talked about that a little bit. We can't know.
No.
God, I hope not. Because the thing about Mary-Kate and Ashley, this is also why this is such an interesting thing, is that the whole world literally watched them grow up.
Right.
Because they were 6 months old when they started Full House. Yeah. And so it is this really weird thing where it's like you are excited that you've seen them.
Right.
I'm getting so grossed out.
I know what you mean. I mean, I think it's like a very it's like, it's not like you just are like seeing these adult women and you're like, oh, they're hot. It's like they were babies and they were kids and they had this like innocence and like those are like, it's always for all these countdowns, it's Hillary Duff, it's Natalie Portman, who was really young, it's Hermione Granger, it's like all these like little kid figures that people were like really publicly excited about being technically legal, but it's like you're still seen as these kids in their minds.
Exactly.
And that's one of the many reasons why this is really
dangerous.
Yeah.
It just feels dangerous. So yeah, and like in that article, that we also read, like, it's just there's a part where they talk about Kendall Jenner turning 18. And that she's another person who grew up on reality show from when she was 11. And they said that she was reached out to by the same company that distributed Kim Kardashian's tape, that she was like reached out to do porn.
Yeah. And same with Kylie. She was offered like $10 million or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's just like, but they're reached out to as 17 year olds.
Right. Yeah.
Which is like, it's just so
And I think what really, the thing that's really, really disturbing, and I think the thing that is the thing to, I want to wrap my head around for Mary-Kate and Ashley is just how, and also like as yourself, like, you know, that feeling, I think we've talked about this too, when you realize you're being perceived by the world.
Yes.
Is that like, you have that, like when you turn 18, all of a sudden it's like, now this is a decision you have to make.
Right.
How sexual you want to be in this world.
Yeah.
And Natalie Portman was saying this, that like if she did, like she was made very, very aware when she realized that these countdowns were happening, that if she decided to like show her sexuality publicly, that her body would be commodified in a very public way that would make her feel very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like she felt like that this was going to, like, she can already feel the heat from people and like the, how much people are hoping this happen, like hoping to see her in this light.
Yeah.
And it just becomes that much more like, oh
yeah.
I don't know. It just becomes so real in such a scary way.
Yeah.
It's so unfair.
It's unfair. It's like unfair that they have to make those decisions and navigate those things when it's just like unchecked creeps being creepy to them. That's sort of what I was trying to say, I think, is like that it's like these other outside people doing these things to them.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately these young women who have to weather all of it and navigate all of it
and like deal with it. This attention.
And just, decide, am I going to joke about it? Am I going to be a like good sport? Am I going to like, you know, disavow like the, and then it's also like, if they give these men what they want, then they're like, oh, well, they're just like, and then you have a whole host of other problems for actually like showing your sexuality.
Yeah.
Like if they're, there's no way, I mean, there's never any way to win.
There's never a way to win.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole design. So yeah, it's just, it's so weird. So, and I also just feel like the internet, like the early internet of it all, like it struck me that places like Entertainment Tonight, I feel like said that like there's like over a dozen sites like counting down Mary-Kate and Ashley. Like nowadays, if a dozen of anything, that would never be worth a mention.
Oh yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? No, it would just be nothing.
It's just so there's like such a weird like, quote unquote, innocence of this that felt like all fun and games.
Right.
Until you start thinking about it the way we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Where
exactly.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it's like the article that we wrote or that we read. That's the article we wrote.
We could write an article.
Pretty good job. The article that we read was from 2019 about the Olympian, Chloe Kim. This was from the 2019 or 2018. When was the Winter Olympics then?
I think this was 2017.
Well,
this was written in 2019.
Well, it was originally published for the pool on February 2018.
Okay, so it was 2018.
So the Winter Olympics around that time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So there was the Chloe Kim, who was getting a lot of attention for being an Olympian and who was also like a good looking woman. Mm-hmm. And people were talking about counting down to 18. And I just think this is a very interesting, well-written article. So do give it a read.
Yeah.
Written by Yomi Adegoke. So yeah, go read it. But yeah, I just think it's very, very interesting because in 2018, I think we were all starting to like get this feeling that this is really not okay.
Well, that's when like Me Too was happening. So yes. I feel like that was like a massive, I feel like now it's sort of like cliche at this point, but like at the time it really was a massive movement where it's like, we're talking about stuff we've never talked about ever. And it's like, we kind of take that for granted a little bit now.
Isn't that funny
that
we take for granted like this movement that happened in 2017, 2018.
I know. It was
and now
so
we're
recent.
Like, oh, it's so cringe to talk about it. Because
I know.
But it's like, oh, of course, duh. And it's like, this has literally not been in public consciousness for more than 6 years.
Yeah, I know. It's so crazy. But it really, yeah, it is really nuts. But yeah, it's like no one was talking about this stuff. They really weren't.
Yeah.
And so the fact that like this, so there was a countdown for this Olympian. And
people, I think someone mentioned like, oh, well, I can't wait till she's 13. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I can talk about how hot she is.
Right. And it was on a radio program. Yeah. And he was fired.
Yeah.
Which I think is, that gives me a lot of hope because this does really feel like something of a day gone by, a time of yore.
Yeah. All of 6 years ago.
Well, yeah. But the fact that like he got fired though, feels
it's
like
wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, we're talking about children. Although, I mean, one thing that it links to is a TMZ thing about Kendall Jenner. This was from 2013. I was trying to screenshot it with the thing, but the article is literally the headline is Kendall Jenner, 53 days.
Oh my God.
And then the article is until she turns 18, not that we're counting. And that's the whole article. And it's just a really
hot photo.
I mean, it's like a very sexual photo.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's just pulling your shorts down.
Yeah. But like that's the article. And that was 2013, which is, I guess, 11 years ago at this point, but more recent than I would think.
I know. That doesn't feel like that long ago.
Yeah.
Just what a weird, crazy dance we were dancing back then. Because also, of course, we also have to talk about the Britney Spears of it all.
Right.
Because that Rolling Stone article, the
Of a bone to pick with Rolling Stone after reading about these countdowns, actually.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
They're just really, no, we'll talk about it. But yeah, like, they're just like really, like, we want you guys to know that like these countdowns, like, I think it seems like they were just sort of like these creepy guys in their basements making websites. Mm-hmm. And like maybe that's where the actual countdown lived. But this was like entirely across culture. Like it was on the cover of multiple Rolling Stone magazine issues. It was on SNL. It was like the hosts at the VMAs were it was like a real thing that was allowed to be in the mainstream media. Like it wasn't just, so Rolling Stone did a couple of like creepy ass covers about teenage girls. So what was the Britney Spears one?
The Britney Spears one, it's infamous. We all know it. Yeah. It's she's on the cover holding a Teletubby on like a bed of silk with her shirt open wearing like this beautiful satin bra.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like I've looked into this article a lot, and there was the thing about Britney Spears that was always so fascinating and you always need to keep in mind is that she always had a lot of agency with what she was doing. And I remember that photo shoot being like, some anecdote about that photo shoot being like her and who was that photographer, like La Chapelle, was that him?
I don't know.
Her and this photographer like go into her childhood bedroom and then like they're in there for like a little while taking photos, and her mom like comes in and sees what's going on and like, okay, nope.
Whoa.
But the photographer and what I've heard is that like Britney was like into it and making these ideas.
Yeah.
She had all these ideas. Like, this is how I want to be shown. This is what I want. I think this is cute. I think this is fun. I think this is flirty. I think this is sexy.
Yeah.
And you know, I think there's a part of her that never really understood that she was so young either.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, you're freaking 16, 17. You are feeling sexy.
Yeah, you're like this huge pop star and everyone thinks you're hot and everyone wants you. Like, it's like, of course. It's like, I'm going to... Of course.
Right. Which is also why this was such a big controversy at the time, because then you do have these photographers being like, okay, girl, let's go.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you do have a responsibility at a certain point as an adult to like protect a child, to protect a young woman who is exploring her sexuality so that people don't exploit it later on, which they inevitably did.
Right. That is a good point. And it sort of is like, what is the line? Because it's like, if she is initiating it, then it's like, that's great and that's empowering. But then it's also like, well, you still are the grown up. So it's like, Yeah, it's right. hard. It's hard.
Right. And so that's what happened with this Rolling Stone article, is that she looked incredibly sexy, and it was literally playing with the fact that she was 17.
Yes.
Like, that she was so young and so sexy all at once.
Yes, because it was like, and that was the thing with her all the time. It was like, she's like this, like, it said it in there. It was like, she's like the naughty school girl or whatever.
Right.
And it's like, she's so sexy, but she's so young. It's yeah. like, and she's just like in a childhood bedroom holding a Teletubby, just like looking like that, and that's the point. It's like teenage Drew. I don't remember what the cover said, but it was something like that.
Yeah,
like,
and then the article, they had a little snippet of how it began, and it was like you know, she is like laid out, like her honey thighs, oh, yeah, like yeah. One leg still on the floor, like move up, and like her little shorts are like tight, hugging her hips. And it's like, ugh. What are we doing?
What are we talking? What are we doing?
You have a responsibility as a photographer, as a
journalist, allegedly.
Yeah. To just not be so salacious when it comes to somebody who is, I don't know.
But that's literally like 100% what they were doing. They were trying to do that as much as possible. Like, I yes. feel like there was no part of any adult in any of these situations that were like, hey, wait a minute. Like, is this appropriate? Is this good right. for this
And they're like,
well-being?
But she likes it. Right. She's yeah. enjoying it. Yeah. And it's like, that to a certain extent doesn't matter. Like, I want her to be able to like move how she wants, dress how she wants, like do what she wants in her performances and her music videos and yeah. what, and how she's like expressing her art. I think it's a really nuanced, difficult thing, but it's just about not taking that and putting it out there, because what's going to happen is in a couple years, Diane Sawyer is going to right. put her under the gun yeah. and make her feel like a big bag of shit because she was they allowed her to go on this article like this. And they're like, well, you're being a really bad role model, aren't
right.
you?
Right.
I'm just trying to be a goddamn woman. I don't know. Yeah. What
like, what
me.
Do you want from me? I'm just a person. Yeah. yeah. No, exactly. Ugh. Yeah. I was thinking about the Diane. No, but it's like the Rolling Stone too is like, it's all of that. But at the end of the day, it's like, for the purpose of like adults
yeah
being turned on by her and like buying this magazine,
right?
So that is what is sort of, it's not about her expressing herself,
no.
And
that's what we need to zoom out on.
Yeah, I always think about the Diane Sawyer where it's like she shows her all these photos and is like, you don't feel shameful about that one, right. Well, what about that one? And then Brittany is like, oh, you know, that one didn't make me feel so great. And it's like she said that, like, it's like I don't think she actually felt that way. I think she no. was just like, well, sure, okay, I guess I should feel ashamed about some of these.
She's like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen, like, I think I look great.
I feel so bad for her. She was really, ugh, we just mess everyone up.
I know. But like, I think because that happened, that came out, you know, God, when was that? 1999, mm-hmm. whenever it was. It just really set the stage for yeah. a really weird, and again, we just can't take Monica Lewinsky out of it.
We never can. She's such a big part of it.
She's such a big part of it. Like the most powerful person in the United States was having an affair with a very young person, and guess what happened? The entire country was talking in the most explicit terms about what was going on between the president and his intern.
Yeah.
And it really ignited this like weird fire within everybody that really villainized Monica.
Yeah.
It villainized just like sexuality in general. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It just, that's a whole other deep dive in and of itself.
It is, but it was such a time. It was such a nightmarish time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, and that's not so long ago. And we like lived through that as kids.
Exactly.
And like, as kids, it was like, I didn't really understand what was happening, but I was like, ooh, that bad woman.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
it's like, she's like basically a kid and he's the president.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? And it was like,
she's his intern.
Right. Oh my God.
You are like, okay. And he's also like a suave gentleman. So
he's the president.
The power dynamic is just.
Oh my God. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah. We were really at fault
in
this situation.
We were all just like very dumb back then. It's like, we were all just like, everyone was just so wrong.
Well, it was this person. Okay. Also, Clinton was, you know, he was impeached for this. So it was just, right. this language, talking about this stuff was just everywhere.
But it was also the Lewinsky scandal. Like, yes. It was like very, I mean, he also had like the best PR in the world around him and she was just an intern. Like, it's yeah, like, yeah, of yeah. course it could be. No, but the Monica Lewinsky stuff was like in everything. Like, I just watched an episode of Sex and the City the other night and,
ooh. Love Sex and the City.
Love it. But there, you know the one where it's like 20-something girls versus 30-something
yes.
women?
Yes. Classic.
And so good. And Carrie has like the groupie who's 25. And Carrie's like, so what do you mean you've never had sex? Like, what do you mean by sex? And she's like, are you implying I'm some kind of a Lewinsky? And Carrie's like, no. And it's like, oh my God. But like she, it was just such a like dirty word, Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was just a child who was, the power dynamics were like bottom and top, like just yeah. absolute. Anyway, we're
going off topic.
No, but
all I just mean to say is that like Lewinsky happened in the late 90s. Britney Spears comes onto the scene, throws everyone into this crazy, like, what? I'm so confused. Like, am I supposed to feel turned on or not?
Yeah. And, like, I'm Madonna so confused, so I'm just going to blame her.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then, you know, then of course, like, 2001 is its whole other thing where we all get super, super hyper conservative.
Right.
And then
super patriotic.
Super patriotic, super repressed.
Yeah.
And then Britney Spears is still going and Mary-Kate and Ashley become 18.
Right.
So like this is the environment that yeah. they are in. Like Lewinsky happened 5 years earlier.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And now they are like, you're turning 18, you get to decide if you're gonna be sexual.
Right.
Like if you wanna do Playboy, they're ready.
Right. They're ready, but like we are all watching your every move and you better not mess this up.
Right. Exactly. It's just it's just wild. And at the same time, the internet is starting,
yeah,
and it's creating this people are able to talk about things that they weren't able to talk about so much with so many more people right. than they were used to talking about it with that makes like the press like bring things up that like normally wouldn't get brought up. And
yeah,
it just is such, it's just anthropologically so yeah. crazy and weird. And at the same time they're turning 18, they also are becoming like financially independent.
Yeah, they're presidents of their company.
They're getting more freedom than they've ever had in their life. Like, what insanity.
Well, it's also kind of like everything kind of like comes to a head, and it's like all this is happening, like the media is just being so shitty to them. Like everyone is being so shitty about the countdown. Oprah's being shitty to them about their bodies.
Yeah.
Like all this stuff, like they're in charge of their company. They have all this new agency, like all this stuff. Like, of course they made the decisions that they made. Like, it's like, of course that they left the spotlight. Mm-hmm. I know it didn't happen right then, but it like, it all leads up to it and it all just makes a lot of sense to me.
And also the clothes that they make is so, you know,
yeah,
it's not form fitting.
Right. Yeah.
it's about concealing and yeah. being not so perceived.
Yeah. Also, it's very interesting that the row is like, you know, because they always bought clothes that were too big and they always had to get them taken in because they're just fucking small.
Right.
And but like the row is big clothes.
Right. It's about draping. It's yeah. about fabric. It's about like not like having to be so out there with your skin. And I mean, that's not their philosophy, but
no.
you know, it does feel like this is the kind of clothes they gravitate towards.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Another thing about Rolling Stone, there was another cover, Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
When she turned 18, and the headline was Lindsay Lohan, hot, ready, and legal, which is just like so silly. Like, ready for what?
Yeah.
Like, it's like as if she's like fresh off the legal hot presses of yeah. like, here you go. Like, ready.
What is this readiness? Like, also, we did right, not like talk ready. Enough about how E! Entertainment called it flowering.
Ugh.
I don't really want to talk too much about it, but like at the same time, like this idea of like these 18s, it seems to be this coming out. There,
yeah.
that people are, it's the same thing as being 16,
right?
Like a whatever, like a quinceañera or a coming out party or right. debutante ball,
right?
Like,
right,
this is me being presented to society, and in some weird way, that is the same idea that they're perpetuating.
Yeah,
this idea of like it's 2 years later,
right?
But it's the age of consent,
right?
So we're just being extra clear about what it is now, and it's like almost like they were trying to say this is the new modern day coming out.
It's like, here you go, here I am. hot and ready.
Yeah,
I am fresh out the kitchen of like time for sex. Like, what are you doing?
I can have sex with anybody I want. Right. Okay.
It's as if this cover is like advertising. Like, anyone interested? She's ready. Like, it's just
so weird.
It is so
She's ready.
Here you go. It's so weird. And I think like one thing that I've really been thinking about is just sort of like, it's just like you can't, there's nothing that they could do. It's like a society, especially at that time, like punished, but always like punished girls for growing up.
Mm, yeah.
Like, it's like, well, you did this, you turned 18. So you like, okay, let's pivot to some other media that you found.
Yes, please.
So Lanny found the song, what is it, like, Big Old Ass?
Eminem's Ass Like That.
Ass Like That. Mm-hmm. Which I couldn't watch the whole thing because it was so stupid, but it was basically like he was in like an ongoing feud with like a puppet that was really big in the 2000s.
Was he playing along with it or was it a feud?
I have no idea.
It Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Yeah. This was, guys, it was the such 2000s a weird were a weird time. Like, Triumph, it was huge on Comedy Central.
It was huge.
It was basically an insult puppet dog.
Was everyone very stupid?
No.
Like, I just feel
I think we're stupider now in a lot of ways.
Well, in different ways.
In different ways, yeah. But, yeah, I think...
Anyway, so, like, the video... I don't know. I couldn't watch all of it, but basically, like, he talks about. Oh, sorry.
Do you want to play that part that he talks about then?
Sure.
Doing, doing, doing. Mary Kate and Ashley used to be so handsome. Now they're getting older, they're starting to go bum bum. I go to the movies and sit down with my popcorn, fully saying, freeze. Oh. Doing, doing, doing.
What do you mean, freeze? Jeez, I just got my seat. I have ticket. Look, I put it away, my zipper sheep. Please do not remove me from this movie theater, please. I did not. I didn't mean to be obscene or make a great big scene. And don't treat me like I'm Pee Wee Herman. This movie's PG, Mr. Officer. I demand to see my attorney. I will simply plead innocent, cop a plea, and be free. Free, yes, free, right back on the street. What do you mean, my lawyers, with Michael? He's too busy. I am Triumph. Britney Spears has told us like a man. And I can say that, then you laugh, because there's a puppet on my hand.
Okay, first of all, what fucking accent is he doing?
He's doing Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Oh, okay.
He says it right there. I can say this because this is a puppet on my hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he like knows it's... Oh my God. It's just so I didn't even watch that much. I thought it was just that one line. I didn't know
about
it was
the shower scene.
No, I didn't get that far. Mm. So for those of you who can't understand what he's saying...
Oh, you got the lyrics?
Well, I can.
Ooh.
What is a big old butt's
ass like that?
Okay, it's Mary-Kate and Ashley used to be so wholesome. Now they're getting older. They're starting to grow bum bums. I go to the movies and I sit down with my popcorn. Police says freeze. Oh, da-doing, doing, doing. What do you mean freeze? Geez, I just got my seat. I have a ticket. Look, I put it away. My zipper zipped. Please do not remove me from this movie theater. Please. I did not even get to see Mary-Kate shower scene. I didn't mean to be obscene or make a great big scene. And don't treat me like I'm Pee-wee Herman. This movie's PG. Mr. Officer, I demand to see my attorney. I will simply plead innocent, cop a plea, and be free. Free, yes, free, right back on the streets. What do you mean, my lawyer's with Michael? He's too busy? I'm Triumph. Britney Spears has shoulders like a man, and I can say that, and you'll laugh because there's a puppet on my hand.
Yay, yay. Okay. I think the haters are already come in and say, hey, this was all satire. He was trying to.
I don't think we have Eminem apologists who listen to our podcast. But I could be wrong.
You never know. You never know. I want to address that immediately.
Immediately. Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. Like, I don't know.
Even if it was satire, it's like he talks about famous women in his songs a lot. Mm-hmm. In a way that is very, you know what, to be honest, I don't really pay that much attention to Eminem, and Fair. Maybe in the cultural conversation, I feel like I've heard whisperings of like, no, he's actually, I don't fucking know. I don't know what his, I don't know anything about Eminem.
This isn't about Eminem personally. No. We don't know him. We don't need to like.
Or just like, I don't know. Cause I feel like people are like, I feel like recently there was a thing where it's like, oh, we all thought he was terrible, but he's actually great because of whatever. I don't know enough about this.
Sure. We haven't. So, this isn't about M.
Not about M. But so yeah. So, but like. That song is really, it's just also stupid. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, I'm so offended. It's just like so stupid.
It's just like, it's supposed to be a dumb song.
It's supposed to be a dumb song. Doing, 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 doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I guess he's maybe also making fun of people for it, but I don't know. I really don't know. I just don't like that. It, that Mary Kate and Ashley are used at all because I'm a little protective mama about
I am
her.
Too and I think the thing that this is what made me really feel this is like it's like oh they used to be so wholesome but now they're getting older so their butts are popping or whatever yeah. And it's like oh they used to be wholesome aka they were literally just younger they were literally just kids
yeah
but now they're not wholesome anymore because I think older. They're hot and they're older
exactly.
And that is where it's like well now they're fair game because you know they're the ones who aged and it's like that's what
yeah I know I it, that 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 line really bothers me because it's exactly like everything that we're saying
yeah
it really puts so much blame on them for just being a growing human woman in this
right,
world
right yeah
and I don't understand it and I guess maybe I wonder if that shower scene I think that's the scene in New York Minute that they're talking about because there is
I don't even remember what happens in New York Minute
we're about to find out we're gonna find out very soon but there I know
they're like running through the city in towels at some point
yes and I think that they are like taking showers in a hotel and I feel like there's a scene where Jared Padalecki comes
oh and then
in.
They're like flip their hair
exactly
well that's been on social media a lot
right yeah. And he's like is this my fantasy
yeah.
Twins
yeah and they're like ah. Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah, there's also something to unpack there about they're only allowed to be sexualized when they're not, when they're being perceived and not being.
Sure. You know, yeah.
Yeah. But that's not here what we're not, look, we're not scholars on this subject. We just know what it was like to like grow up during this time. And
also, I think the thing that is really like upsetting is like we know what it was like to grow up at this time but it's like we don't really know the water we were swimming in until
yeah.
We've moved out of it a little bit and now we're like looking back on it and it's like
yikes.
Oh and that was just like normal and we just like endured that
right exactly and they endured that
yeah
I feel so terrible that they endured all of that
I know
so I really do hope that we are in this place now that we are past people
yeah.
Even casually joking about somebody turning 18.
I mean, I think there's at least the awareness now. Like, I think now with everything like this, there's just more levels of awareness where it's
yeah.
Like, even if someone attempts that, there's going to be an army of people who are like, that's disgusting. That's not okay. Whereas I think back then it was like, that was just the thing. That was just the joke. It was like, well, here's the funny thing that's happening. Ha ha ha.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, I will say, on, I think it was the E thing that you linked me to.
Yeah.
There were comments. I don't know if you saw them, but there were
no.
Comments like from the time. There were like 5 comments.
Ooh, please.
And it was people who said it was gross, actually.
I do kind of remember there was a lot of backlash at this time, too, that we should talk about.
Yeah.
Like, I remember hearing about the countdowns in the context of like how gross is
yeah.
This.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That wasn't not in the conversation.
Well, let's transition to that with these comments. So these were all on their birthday in 2004 because this is when this article came out.
Mm-hmm.
So one says, get your minds out of the gutter. One says, quite frankly, the entire focus is a tad, indeed more than a tad, creepy. One says, it's super creepy, shiver. I see the countdowns and such, and still I don't have any idea who they are, nor do I want to know. People are still saying shit like that. People say that all the time. They're like, who is Olivia Rodrigo? Ugh, I don't want to know. Oh, God, I don't know her, and I don't want to know her. And it's like, what are you doing?
That's just people being very uncomfortable growing older. And
yeah.
There's people younger than
yeah.
Them now becoming like article themes.
Yes, this one's my favorite. Can someone email me their address? I want to ask them why they remain famous and how to become famous just to see if they answer. And then she put her email address.
I just want to know how they did it.
But I want to know how they did it. And I want to do it too. Thank you. Does anyone just have their home address so I could send them a quick letter? Thank you.
Oh, sorry, kid. You're too late if you're like old enough to be like type and write and like make words.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not how they did it.
Which they probably told her when she got their home address and sent them a letter.
They probably told her.
They're probably like, hey, we're 6 months old.
Yeah, by the way.
We didn't choose a slave.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, we didn't want to. We had just stopped.
Yeah. But follow your dreams. Yeah. We really love doing what we do.
Yeah. But yeah, so there was, yeah, I think, so you're saying you think that people thought it was creepy.
I think a lot of women thought it was creepy. Yeah. I think a lot of other people did too. Yeah, I feel like I also remember Howard Stern talking about them like being really hot and excited for them to turn 18. And I don't know, I do remember this being gross. I don't think that the press covered it in the way that it was.
Well,
gross.
I don't think they covered it. I mean, they didn't have think pieces back then.
No, you're right.
But they didn't cover it in a way that was like if they did cover it, they would just like they would tell us what it was.
Yeah,
they would tell us about the creepy guys who did it and why. Like, hey, man, they're hot. They had to.
Right.
And then that's it. Like, I mean, it's like or they'd comment it. On. Well, they have been budding lately or whatever. Like,
my whole body, like, shuddered.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But no, that's what it okay. is. It's like, they're like, those former tots aren't so tot-like anymore. Like, whatever. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that's sort of what the coverage was. And then also, like, but, yeah, there wasn't anything where it was like, it is problematic to talk about children this way. It was just like, didn't have that back then.
No. And maybe there were people saying this about is it, creepy.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're saying when they say creepy.
Right.
But without saying.
Right. There wasn't like a whole discussion. I mean, I don't know what conversations people had, but it was like, it wasn't like that is not okay. You need to not like look at the world and talk about these children this way.
Yeah.
Like, it's just sort of like, creepy.
Right. Exactly.
But it was sort of like, you accept it.
Mm-hmm.
That men, like, boys will be boys,
right? Because that was the discourse at the time.
Yeah,
it was always just about, you know, stay wholesome, be a good role model. What are you gonna, you know?
Yeah,
you turn 18, make sure you don't be a bad girl.
Well, it's also
all these kids, guys want to like look at your skirt.
Don't be a bad girl, but also like, it's just like the options available to you like really aren't. Like, I know I talk about this all the time, but there's like an SNL cold open, I think it was for Lindsay Lohan, where they talk about her countdown, and they have all these like actors coming on and playing different people. One of them is Hilary Duff, and it was Rachel Dratch, and they were like, oh, when are you turning 18? And she was like, never. And it was sort of
right,
like, so it's sort of like, you're either like this sexualized person who's in Playboy and then everyone is like, oh, she's a bad role model, or you're like a forever Disney kid and that's also not okay. And it's like, there's just like a very narrow space you can
this might sound like a big pivot.
Okay.
But it's reminding me of what's going on with JoJo Siwa right now.
Oh my God, can we talk about it?
I think we should.
A little bit.
I think we should just a little bit, because talk about someone never being able to get it right.
Yeah.
But also, what is going on?
I don't. Okay, I'm like following this because it just is showing up at me.
Right, of course.
Like, I'm not seeking it out. But like, I mean, I feel for her because it feels like she's trying to like...
Express herself and not be a little baby,
not be a little baby anymore. Baby dancer. Yeah. Which I'd imagine is like very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's just having a hard time doing that.
Yes,
I don't know.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, JoJo Siwa is like right now putting an album out, and she's like declared this her like bad girl era, right?
She was like, I want to have a bangers era, basically. Era.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where she wants to like be out and have like a really badass pop lesbian music phenomenon where she's like
inventing gay pop.
And she did say that she invented this like lesbian pop genre.
Well, she's like, it's my new genre, gay pop. And then, did you see the TikTok with Tegan and Sarah?
No.
Oh, it was just very funny. It was like a clip of JoJo Siwa being like, oh, I'm creating this new genre, lesbian pop or gay pop. And then it's Tegan and Sarah's TikTok. So then it just like cuts to them just being like, okay. Nodding and looking at the camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I obviously like, I don't want to like talk about this. It's just, I mean, she's what, like 20 years old?
Right.
21.
She's very young. And the only reason I want to like bring it up, because like, just the point is, like, she's making some mistakes, and that's okay. But it's just, it's interesting to me with, to like this transition, right, that we're talking about, from when you were like a child star and then you decide, or society makes you decide, or some mix of both, of like, I want to now be a woman, or I want to express my sexuality, and I am no longer a child. I am now 18 or older, and I, like, it's not creepy for me to be like whatever, to be sexual or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting. My knee-jerk reaction with all of the JoJo of it all was just like, let's lay off.
Like, leave her alone.
Let's leave her alone.
Well, it's like, obviously, like, this kid who was like, she was in the spotlight and she's trying to like transition into, it's hard to like change as a person anyway when people aren't looking at you.
Right.
And it's like, she's obviously trying to figure stuff out and like, yeah, it's sort of like, it's okay that she's not really succeeding at it.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
I hope she like learns to not like say stuff that like she is in the inventor of gay pop, and no one in her genre has ever like been this bold.
But also, like, think of the shit you said when you were younger, and also it's like, she's been famous since she was little, so it's not like she, I don't know, you just have like such a warped idea of everything, I feel like.
Exactly. You know? And it's too bad that like the silly stuff that you say when you are that age ends up being like on a microphone for iHeartRadio.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know?
It sucks. Exactly. It really sucks. And I hope this is just my call to be like, hey, let's lay off.
Like, leave her alone.
Yeah, I know she's doing some like cringe stuff. I know she's like saying some wrong things. But this transition's hard, man.
It is really hard. Like, in the public eye, it's just like absolutely so hard. You have to get it so perfect. Even Miley Cyrus, who she's like, JoJo's like, I want a Miley Cyrus bangers era. It's like, she was heavily criticized for that.
I was just talking to Nick about this this morning. It's so interesting to want to have the bangers era. Like, that music was phenomenal.
It's so good.
I love that music. Like, Wrecking Ball is just so a good song of a generation, really.
Yeah.
But even that video, I remember watching it and being like, cringed out by it, because I was like, oh my god, but that's Miley, and at this point I love that about Miley, is that she like puts her whole self out there. It's also like not always like super coordinated,
and it's also like she needed to do that to show us this version of her, because now we have this different understanding of who she is, and it's like naturally this like uncomfortable growing pains when they like, you are this very, it's very similar between the two of them, and I think it's the same with Mary-Kate and Ashley too. It's like, you're this very established almost like cartoon character of this little kid Disney character thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're trying to step out of that and be a real person who has this entirely different identity.
Right.
And it's almost impossible to do.
It's so impossible, because with Miley, people were already saying like, oh my God, she's smoking marijuana.
Right.
Like, oh my God, this Disney star isn't so perfect. And then she's like, okay, fuck you, I'm not so perfect, so I'm going to do bangers and shave all my hair and do a song about how we're all doing Molly.
Yeah.
And it's like, even if you lean into it, like, she was, like you said, highly criticized for all of that. Everyone was like, ooh, gross, Miley, too much. It's
and trying too hard and like, whatever.
Like, and twerking, which is, you know, well, everyone makes their missteps.
Like, she did make a lot of missteps.
Yeah, exactly. And you are allowed to make missteps. And that's also what's so frustrating. That's why now in retrospect you can look at bangers as like an era to aspire to,
right?
And it's funny,
because we see how she's done now, and she's doing really well, and she just got a Grammy, and she's you know,
and she let herself like really go for it and make mistakes and get messy, looks like Miss Frizzle, but let's see, what is it, you remember
the Magic School Bus?
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Make mistakes, get messy.
I don't remember that part.
Okay, whatever. It's just,
I loved her outfits though.
Of course, everyone did. I don't know why I said that.
I was supposed to get a haircut in Vermont, but my flight was canceled, so I didn't get it, and I need some layers.
Oh,
if anyone wants to give me a haircut.
Nick knows a good curly hair person.
He does. Okay, let's discuss it offline.
Great.
I agree. It's hard to like, you just can't get it right, and it's just like hard to do that in front of an audience.
It absolutely is. So it's just so interesting how like these countdowns are not only a countdown to when people can be like legal, like I can legally like sexualize you.
Yeah.
But it's also like a countdown to like, okay, what are you going to do now? Like, right. Who are you now? And
you got to make a decision.
And putting so much pressure on that at 18.
Or it's like they're about to go to college and like own their business. Like they don't need to decide
anything.
How sexual they're going to be in public.
Right. Exactly. It's bizarre.
That's one of the things that was quoted in on one of the TikToks that you sent me. There was like a picture and they had a quote that was like, graduating high school and going to college is a bigger deal than turning 18. Like they're like, why are people making a big deal about it? It's just an age. Like we're doing these life milestones.
Absolutely. And that's how I felt when I turned 18 too.
Of course. Like when you turn 18, you're not like, oh, better decide what kind of sex person I'm going to be. And like, now the boys are waiting to like hear about how sexy I'll be. Right. And like, am I going to be in Playboy or am I going to be a, like, whatever. It's like, no, I'm going to college.
Yeah.
Who is my roommate?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm still deciding what kind of sex person I'm going to be.
And no one knows what kind of... But it's like, yeah, that's an insane, that's like not a normal decision that normal non-famous people have to make.
Exactly.
Of like, how sexual am I going to be?
Yeah.
It's like you just are living your life and you're having experiences and you're learning from them and you're growing and that's just it.
Right.
And like when you're a person with a spotlight on you who was a kid and now you're like growing up and people think you're attractive, it's like, it's just like, it's not fair that they had to deal with that. It's like not a normal thing that people have to deal with.
No. Do people still, I'm just trying to now think about it. Like we got the JoJo of it all, but I do feel like a little bit of this new era with JoJo is like she put the pressure on herself to be like, I want to come out in this different way.
Yeah.
I want to show my sexuality, which is great. Do that.
Yeah.
But do people in the same way now, like media and everyone, be like, oh, this child star is now becoming a teen, a young adult. Well, let's see how sexual they are.
I don't know. I mean, we have a bit of that evidence from the Olympian. It's a little bit less.
Aren't there also countdowns to Millie Bobby Brown? Too.
The thing is, like, probably, but everything is so much more saturated. Like you said, like, if there were 12 websites about something now, it wouldn't make a dent in anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's everything now. That's the thing. It's like, everything exists now. So, like, yes, probably, but it wasn't, like, taking over the mainstream media for a bunch of months. You know what I mean?
Right. And I also don't feel like there was any coverage about Millie Bobby Brown being like, okay, she's turning 18. Let's see if she does a sex scene.
Well, because that's really inappropriate. And I think that people have a little bit of awareness now and that there would be a ton of backlash if people were like, hey, this person who was a child on this show full of kids is now going to be a grown up. Like, I wonder if she'll do Playboy or what kind of sex person is she going to be? It's like,
yeah,
I don't think that.
Well, except maybe this discourse was happening around Euphoria and all that.
What about it?
Well, because it's a show about like teens having sex.
But that's a show. Like that's not about like real people turning an age and then this like panel of gross men weighing in on what kind of person they'll be sexually in the public eye.
That's totally true. But I feel like people were still having like these like, is this okay for like this kind of show to be happening?
Well, even that is like a good, like the fact that that's a conversation people are having.
Yeah, exactly. It does show some sort of awareness now.
I just think that in general, the way that we treat young women is not as blatantly the way it all was back then.
Right. It's more implicitly now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more unsaid.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't think that like, I also don't think that like, I mean, I think in general, like so many, first of all, like celebrity isn't the same thing it used to be.
Right. Right. Even that home video. There is like some palette cleansers. I'll put them down.
Put them
there
in
the
thing. But
too.
There's this thing that like that Lani sent that it's not about the countdown. It's just like something of that time. And I can't even express like how like heartbreakingly quaint it was to me. It was basically like a segment on MTV where they're like a bunch of stars of today are given like
home camcorders
and they film themselves and then we put it on the show and it's just like this like shitty camcorder footage with horrible sound, and it's on television, but it's literally just like an Instagram story.
Right.
And
right.
There's so much of that, but it was just like such a like 100% different time where it was like, that is a concept for a television show that was pitched in a television network. And it was like, they get the camera, and it's like a whole concept, and it's just so it's just so different.
Well, it was so sweet too, because I feel like even now, if they were to make a show like that where it's like it's all the Instagram stories but on for 30 minutes,
yeah,
that's a terrible idea, but like
horrible idea.
Even still, if it did happen, like everyone's now used to filming themselves. Well, right. They're used to documenting
right,
their life.
Right.
Like, this was so sweet because it was like all these celebrities yeah. had camcorders. Yes. Even the way Mary-Kate and Ashley had a camcorder. This is them on the set of New York Minute.
Yeah.
You guys have probably seen a lot of this footage before because a lot of it looked familiar to me.
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you haven't.
Yeah.
But it was just very, like, they were very, like, candid
yeah.
and excited
right.
in a way that you don't normally see them, because I feel like you don't. People didn't. The novelty of having your own camcorder right. was a its whole.
They're
own
not
thing
like prepped then. For being like filmed at all times by their phones or by other
yes.
people's phones. Like, it's just like a yeah, it's a novelty,
right?
It reminds me. This kind of like has gone viral like multiple times over time, but like there's this video of like life in high school in like 2002 or something.
Oh, I've seen things like
yeah.
that. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
basically like, it's like the end of the school year and a kid brings a camcorder, and it's like a special thing that he brings it.
Yeah.
And so everyone who sees him is like turning and smiling, and they're like waving, and they're like, oh, hello, la 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 la. And it's like, they're just so excited because it's not like normal.
Right, right.
To just
being
be on your
video.
Phone all the time. Mm-hmm.
I know.
And yeah, like there was a part where like, Ashley was like, oh, Mary-Kate, like, what are you wearing? Whatever. And Mary-Kate's like, no, I don't like my outfit. I didn't know
Switch.
We were filming today. Of course, I knew it. I knew this was going to happen. No matter which one I said, you'd be like, you're wrong.
No, sorry.
Reverse it. And then you'd be right.
Mary-Kate asks Ashley.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
her
yeah.
outfit.
But Ashley's like, oh, I don't like this outfit. I didn't know we'd be filming today. Uh-huh. And it's just like, you would never do that now. Like, I didn't know I'd be on
every day.
Like,
you know,
always,
you're being filmed. Yeah.
You're literally always being filmed on your phone. Even if you're a random person, it's like it can happen whenever.
Yeah.
No, I just thought that was really sweet, and we're from a much more primitive time, and I miss it.
Yeah, I know.
But also, we were dumb then too.
Exactly.
As we just explored. So
it's
I don't
so
know.
Funny, like humans, like we're smart and we're dumb.
Yeah.
And we evolve and then we devolve.
Yes.
And the cycle kind of will always continue in that way for eternity.
So true. It's so beautiful. And like, you think you're a coconut that fell from a tree.
But you exist within the context of all that you are and what came before you.
Wow. So you can follow us on Twitter. I just want to say one other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
also,
multiple other things.
If you want to look through your notes too, if there's anything
yeah,
you
yeah.
touch on.
First of all, I don't know if we made this clear. Did we? That they were 14 when they started?
Yeah.
Okay, we did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, one thing. Okay, scrap that. One thing that also it said in the blurb on E, like covering this whole thing.
It was a really weird blurb.
It was weird because it was just covering it, and like these upstanding gentlemen are doing this thing that whatever. It's fucking.
Yeah.
But basically they were like, they're celebrating Mary-Kate and Ashley's 18th birthday in Las Vegas. Like they're
right.
having a party.
The men who made
the
site
men who made the
are
website
having
having
a
party for these teenagers who are not attending.
No.
What are they doing? They're like, yeah, yeah. Like,
I think it's a circle jerk.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, excuse me for being so crass.
No.
But they deserve this.
Lion.
My dog is here.
Hi, Lion.
Hi.
But no, what else would it be? Like, why else would you go to Vegas?
They're
like,
yeah, let's party about these girls we'll never meet who we can now think about. Like, what? You're such a loser. Like, booked flights and, like, rented out of a hall.
It's so
like, it's
weird.
Just so, so stupid. One other thing in
rented out a hall. I don't know if they did that, but
they rented out an event hall. They got caterers, they got photographers, they had party favors.
Weird.
The article written for The Pool, I just want to say I wrote
Great article.
It is a great article.
But there's a quote that I really didn't like.
Uh-oh.
The twins spent the best part of their childhood starring in our childhood classics like Passport to Paris and Switching Goals.
Oh, I knew you were going to call that out.
In what world? Like, is this lady even a fan? Like, classics?
I mean, it
is. Switching Goals?
It is a classic.
To whom? It was an ABC original movie, and it was bad.
For some people, classic just means like the poster that they recognize, and for whatever reason, the Switching Goals poster is really recognizable.
What classic means?
I don't.
You just make the. You know, as we all know, for a lot of people, it just means they know what the poster looks like. No,
that's how I interpreted that. I was like, oh, you must have just like,
I feel
seen
like she just
the
googled them and was like, oh, okay,
yeah, right. I mean, because it was out for a long time.
There were so many other things they could have said. They could have fucking said It Takes Two for One, which was in the movie
Isn't
theaters.
It so weird how so many people don't talk about It Takes Two like on these wrap ups.
It's well, I mean, on the wrap ups, it's like fine because it's like. Do you mean when you say wrap up, do you mean this?
I feel like what,
well, because it's in a different genre because people forget because it's not a made for home movie.
Well, when I think about the wrap ups, what I'm talking about is like this whole press tour, this 2004 press tour, like ramping up for New York Minute feels like a basically a not a comeback, basically a comeback.
Yeah.
Because they're like, remember the Olsen twins? Like they've been doing weird shit for so long and now they're finally doing non-weird shit.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see what they're doing.
Right.
And I feel like when they're saying like, we all know them from blankety blank.
Right.
And then also Passport to Paris.
Right.
People don't talk about It Takes Two.
Well, I think that's a big part of too. Like when they were talking about like, it felt like a lot of people were regarding New York Minute as their first movie in theaters. I felt that way at the time. And I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Why are we like, erasing?
Wake up. But I don't think they're erasing it on purpose. I think they're just forgetting. And it's like, that's like one of the best movies of 1995. And there were a lot of really good movies in 1995.
Absolutely.
Such as Clueless and such as
Shakespeare
Now and
in Love.
Then. You've never seen Now and Then.
I haven't.
Might have been 96. We have to watch Now and Then.
We have to.
That could be a good one.
We're going to watch it tonight. We're going to watch it after this, you guys.
That's very exciting.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool.
Okay. That actually was in... Okay, so I said we weren't going to talk about it. I sent like a bunch of like other videos that I found while researching that we didn't cover in our New York Minute press tour that yeah. I also thought were interesting, like Regis and Kelly mm-hmm. and the Today Show.
Yeah.
I actually really like the Today Show one, even though the quality of the video is really bad.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Was that the Katie Couric one?
Exactly.
I couldn't watch that.
I know.
Because of the
quality
audio.
Was very, very, very bad. They basically recorded it on a TV that didn't have good reception.
Yeah.
And then they put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
But if you have patience, and I sometimes have a lot of it, you can hear what's going on between them. And Katie Couric was like, you guys did another movie, right? You did It Takes Two. And they're like, yeah, actually we did. She's like, I'm a little bit of a fan. And it was like,
that's so cute.
Isn't that cute? But it was also like, that shouldn't just be movie fans, no?
Yeah, that's like a big movie.
Now I'm starting to like doubt if it really was a big movie.
Lanny, I don't think it was a big movie. Like, first of all, at the end of the day, it was a children's movie. So like, even if it was a successful kids movie, it was still a kids movie, so it wasn't like a big movie that everyone went to see.
And it wasn't really a commercial success in the same way that like Parent Trap was, right? It had more of a life on video.
I don't know, actually. We should look that up.
I feel like we've tried to look this up and the information is like really hard to find. Like,
we
you
could
can't
talk to Deborah Dean Davis
and ask her how much money you made.
Yeah,
great idea.
She
of all people would be
she would tell us
about
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, it was a huge movie to me. Obviously, it was the world.
Yeah.
But I don't know, actually. But I don't think it was like a forgotten film. Certainly for their fans, it was like a big deal.
Right. And I feel like even people who don't know American Ashley very well know that one.
I do think if you're really just dropping into the mainstream, I think Parent Trap made a bigger splash than this one did.
Sure.
I think partially because Parent Trap was a remake. Also, Parent Trap was a Nancy Meyers movie.
Fair.
Like, it was like a, you know.
This one was Andy Tennant.
That's true.
The same with Nancy Meyers.
Though. Nancy Meyers is like a whole thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
A whole auteur.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fair enough.
And like Dennis Quaid was in. I mean, I guess Steve Guttenberg
was in it. And Kirstie Alley.
I know. On. You know what? I'm just trying to make sense of something that makes no sense.
Exactly. Okay. That's really.
I'm not justifying it. It doesn't. It's not fair.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me see what else there is. I just said, can't women just have any peace?
I thought you meant P-I-E-C.
No. Like, I didn't just, like, that's, I think that's why I lit all the candles before you came over. I was just like, ugh.
I know. It's really, this is a tough one. This is a really tough one. This might have been more difficult than our Oprah than episode.
Yeah, I think it was.
I definitely cringed more talking in this episode than I did in that one.
Yeah. One thing I wrote too is like, just by being a woman existing in public, men feel that it's their right to just bug you.
It's true.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's just sort of like they're bugging, like, stop bugging me. Like, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
We're going to watch
Now and Then
and order sushi.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. We're going to have fun.
Yeah. We're going to need to take, I'm going to link the fun videos down at the bottom. Yes. So give yourself a little treat and listen to those, watch those, because this was a doozy.
Yeah. It was, it's funny. Like, I think we both like didn't, I mean, of course it was going to be.
Yeah, I know. It's exhausting too. I hope this wasn't just a lot of like, oh, gross. Yeah. Oh, gross for an hour and a half.
No, I don't think it was. No. I mean, I don't know, but it didn't feel like. I mean,
I don't think so.
I also think like, I think we didn't really think about it because we were like, oh, we're doing this whole ramp up to New York Minute. But a huge part of that is like all of the shit that they had to go through.
Exactly.
So and that's really, really hard.
It's just so interesting that in all of this, this is really the one that really hurt my stomach the most. And there's so much more too. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
God, I feel for them.
I do too. I really do too.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch New York Minute.
I know. Me too.
Wow. What a ramp up.
I know.
They had. Jeez.
I know.
They got put through the ringer just for an action comedy.
Yeah. I hope I like it.
We have
two episodes. We have that one, and then before that, we're doing SNL, and then we're doing New York Minute.
SNL and New York Minute, baby. May 7th. You better still have that on your calendars.
You better.
It is the 20th anniversary.
It is the 20th anniversary of New York Minute, and we are covering it on the dye.
Yes, we are. Batch. It's going to be amazing.
I'm so excited
for SNL.
Me too.
I hope we don't have to sign up for Peacock, but we might have to.
We have it.
Oh, amazing. Yes. I'm going over.
So you haven't been watching The Traitors. We have a lot to discuss offline.
Yes. Okay, guys, we have to wrap this up so that we can talk about stuff because we're going to talk your ear off.
Yes, about stuff that is irrelevant and it's just like hanging out with us. We love you guys so much. Thank you for being here on this journey with us.
Yes.
You guys are great. Thank you for listening. You probably already follow us, but if you don't, please follow us at TikTok.com.
Yes. Period. Follow us at Instagram.com, www.instagram.com.
And you can give us an email at www.theythoughtit. That's not how email
does. No, www.gmail.com. No, www.mail.google.com. Enter.
You're so right. It's not gmail.com. It's mail. Why? Wait.
Yeah.
Why?
It's not even a www anymore. I don't know. Same
well,
with
that's
Max.
A whole other thing to unpack. okay, you can go to www.mail.google.com.
And just so you all know, Becca got her American Eagle clothes, and I did too. I ordered some of the wrong sizes, and we learned in the process that I might be a little bit more neurotic about getting like
presents. Well, I think we both feel very differently for very legitimate reasons on both sides. For Lanny, it's like, oh, this. Well, actually, I don't want to speak for you.
Oh, okay. Well, so for me, I'm like, I want. This is such a generous gift. I want to make sure I'm like getting exactly what I want and wearing it all the time. This is. I feel like Rachel and Friends right now.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be so generous to get me a gift, I want to make sure that's a gift that I really
Rachel
want.
And Friends always returns gifts. That's her.
Yes, and I didn't return the gifts. I just had to. I did return a couple of the
you
gifts.
You exchanged some sizes and some pieces.
Yes, I exchanged some sizes and it was all me. No one like sent me something. I was like, you girls, I don't like this. It was like I chose something.
What stuff that you picked out.
I picked it out, and then I was like, actually, I don't want this. I want this instead because I put it on. It's different. I went to the store. I tried everything on. It was like a whole afternoon. I had a great time and I enjoyed it immensely, and Alyssa doesn't seem mad at me.
I don't think Alyssa is mad at you. But Alyssa, sound off in the comments if you are and let us know. Let everyone know.
But Becca.
To me, I feel like first of all, I get kind of stressed out if I'm like doing a lot of returns and doing a lot of like logistics stuff like that. Mm-hmm, for me, I just feel really grateful that I have this gift. Mm-hmm. And so like anything that it can give me, like it was like beyond my expectations that it even happened. So it's like, there's no downside. It's like, oh, I have all this really cool, great, I love all of it actually. But like, I have all this really cool, great stuff that like I didn't have that someone wanted to give me. So it's like, that's
like
great.
The thought to like exchange it for something else didn't really come to your
mind.
No,
I just, and it's like the idea of doing that would stress me out. Like, yeah. I'm just like kind of happy with this. And like, there's one dress that like I tried on and like, it's a little bit small, but even if I got a bigger one, it like, isn't my style. It just like isn't for me. Yeah. And so I'm probably just gonna like give it to a friend or something. Like I'm not gonna like.
And see, for me, I'm like, oh, I picked the wrong thing. I need to go pick another thing, right, so that the gift is. Yeah. I get the whole gift.
Right. For me, it's like, I didn't even think I'd get any of this. So it's like, I want my whole present, one more present. But for me, it's like, I didn't even think I'd get any of this. And like, it's just so nice that it happened. So it's like,
yeah, I don't even think I'm one coming pair out well of jeans.
No, you're not. And like, so it's like, yeah, I'll give this gift to someone else who actually wants it, yeah, who is appropriate for it, like who would like it and actually will wear it.
I'm getting another box of stuff that I exchanged, and I can't wait.
So when Lanny came over today, I was originally wearing one of my outfits because I thought that we'd both be unspokenly wearing our outfits from American Eagle. But Lanny is just like in the midst of all the logistics and all of that. So it's like, she doesn't even have a full outfit
yet. But when I get it, I'm going to report back to you all because, and we will both be
wearing our outfits. And I think maybe we'll do like a video compilation of all of them.
I can't wait.
Mine is very like slouchy art teacher at the beach.
Yeah,
like that's sort of what all of mine are adding up to.
That's amazing. I love that. I want to be like sort of the row, sort of like art teacher.
A lot of American Eagle is art teacher this season.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I've like at the beach.
Art teacher at the beach.
Yeah,
and that's what my and I really love the jeans. And the jeans
are incredible.
Okay, the jeans though, I think. Okay, I love them because I think they're really comfortable. Like they're cute, but they're also really comfortable, but also like they look amazing on my girlfriend.
Ooh.
And I think we're gonna share them, and I think she might just kind of like wear them more than me.
Wow,
because they just like they're great for
that's
her.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's why you have a girlfriend. That's why you should do that, everybody.
Yes,
because you double your wardrobe.
And I do share clothes with my husband a lot, but I can't do it as much as you guys. Yeah, so I wish I had a girlfriend.
Well, we can work on that. Let's talk about it.
Great. We'll talk about it. All right, guys, we got to go. I have a lot to unpack about myself and my wardrobe.
And we have to figure out what kind of sushi we're ordering. We have a lot to do.
Yeah. So follow us everywhere and send us a 5-star review and sign up for our Patreon and love our life.
Love our life.
Love
please.
Your life.
Love our life.
I meant to say your life.
Validate us.
All right. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
They thought I was you! If it's up to me, you're ours!